Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting second, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third, the right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second, the third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting third, the center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is called out on strikes. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh fires to first and picks off Mullen. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Tigers won. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat strikes out. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Platt. Lake reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Tigers won. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Tigers won. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Platt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake misplays the ball. That's an error on Lake. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Tebbets. Callaway moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. one out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth strikes out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopat takes first base on ball 4. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 2 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground for an out. Wells moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 1 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lake bunts and there's an error on the play. Newhouser moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Lake moves to second. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky strikes out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Platt strikes out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 2 in the game. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lopat hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skeeter Webb pinch runs for Bertie Tebbets. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newhouser bunts towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to second. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lake is walked intentionally. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Richards now catching. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 3 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 3 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels pinch runs for Hal Trosky. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Platt bunts towards the mound. Newhouser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Michaels moves to second. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 3 in the game. Kurtwright bunts towards third. Outlaw catches it and throws to second to double up Michaels. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Quell now playing first base. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Richards reaches second base with a double. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newhouser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Newhouser reaches second base with a double. Richards scores. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.